Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome our friend Paige from our events and experiences department.
Thank you.
Paige comes in once a week and hurts our feelings. She polls our coworkers and finds out who they think on the show is most likely to fill in the blank. Usually she has a theme. We didn't get to a few last week, so we're going to do those. And then a few other odd...
Yeah, they're a little,
random ones. A little potpourri today.
Yes, and that's exactly right.
You solicited from a wider group of people because we gave you trouble last week.
You guys gave me trouble, so I said I'm going to show them. And you have people from every single...
Really?
Wow. Even our VP. So, the boss, the big boss.
Okay.
Participated. All right. So a couple from last week from who on
Who's
the show?
Our VP? Who's the VP? Who are you talking about?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
The people don't care.
I think they do.
Who on the
we
show?
Care.
You can say it.
Who on the show, if there wasn't a show, would be the worst teacher?
Me.
I hope I didn't win that because
Kevin
actually
was a teacher. Kevin was a teacher prior to his radio.
But then at the same time, that would explain why I'm in radio right now.
Worst teacher.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm fine with anybody saying me.
I don't think I'd be a great teacher.
Yeah, and I got. Remember that time I had to do that assembly in front of seventh graders, and I got the flop sweats.
Oh.
They started asking me how much money I made. They weren't impressed by anything I said.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Seventh graders can be pretty rude.
They're brutal.
Yep.
Well, four of our coworkers said Tim. Mm. Four of our coworkers said Courtney.
Yes.
Nice.
And two of our coworkers said Kevin.
Oh, that is not nice.
Hopefully it wasn't the VP. If those kids were late, I wouldn't know.
Yes, you wouldn't. No tardies handed out in Mr. Convy's class.
I trust that you are all here on time. We've got 5 minutes left. What do you guys want to do?
Who on the show would be the worst server?
I was one, and I was really bad.
I would be bad.
Here's the
I
thing. You have
terrible.
To be nice to people, and it's a problem for me, Paige. In order to get a good tip, you need to be friendly.
I would take forever because I couldn't remember it, so I'd have to write everything down.
Well, you should write everything down.
But it would take forever.
I'd be bad.
I would not be good. Lance, how do you think you'd... I bet Lance would be good.
I think I'd probably be middle of the pack.
Yeah.
What are the specials?
Nope. You're out. You're fired.
There's something out of risotto.
All right. Well, this is kind of sprinkled all over the board here. Three people voted for Courtney. Mm-hmm. Three people voted for Lance. Two for Kevin. Two for Tim. Apparently, Jen would be a really great server.
Yeah, she would.
Didn't she work at like a New York pizza or
Uno.
Something? Uno. All right.
I've never even heard of that.
Remember Uno? Do you not remember Uno
Pizzeria
Pizza?
Uno?
That's Paige, it's more than a game. It's a pizza place.
All right, who on the show would ruin the surprise for a surprise party?
I've done it.
You have?
Yeah. I didn't know it was a surprise party. I didn't read the invitation thoroughly.
Which was a surprise to you.
Yes. And then her friends were mad at me, like, you ruined the surprise. I'm like, I did? All right.
I once congratulated somebody on their engagement that wasn't going to happen for another 24 hours.
No!
Whoopsie.
I'll tell the story later, but yeah.
Wow. Well, seven of our coworkers said Kevin.
Oh, poor Kev. Mm.
Seven of them?
Seven.
Wow.
And one person said Jen, one person said Courtney, and one person said Lance.
Tim didn't get any.
Wow.
Yeah, Kevin, here's the thing. They just know that your wife's in charge of most things, and you only get information from her. I could see that happening.
Or they're bad. They know that I've ruined several mystery guests on the show.
Yeah, he has. He has.
Is it Mario Lopez? Oh, it is.
All right, who on the show would return an article of clothing to the store after wearing it?
Not me. I don't need to return if I don't wear it and don't want it. I'm a terrible returner.
Yeah, I'm not great at it either.
But I bet I get votes on this.
In my youth, I did that for some photo shoots.
I was going to say it might be Tim. Sorry, buddy.
Six of our coworkers said Tim.
Yeah. Nice.
Three people said Courtney, and one person said Lance. Yeah.
Eh. Whatever. That doesn't hurt.
As long as it wasn't the VP, I'm okay with that.
Whoever that is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.